Last week on Coach, as the Screaming Eagles were about to play their final game of the season, Hayden got a surprise visit from his former coach and longtime mentor, Jake the Snake Connolly.
Jake!
Needless to say, Jake was a welcome visitor that day.
Hey, maybe you can even help us coach.
Here's the playbook.
Howard, why don't you take Jake up the field and buy him a hot dog or something? Make sure the players from Kentucky see him. That'll shake him up.
Mess with their minds, Hayden. Like that.
But it was Jake who was messing with Hayden's mind. The Eagles won the game and an invitation to the Pineapple Bowl, but that wasn't the biggest news of the day.
We can officially tell you, you'll be playing against your mentor and lifelong friend, Jake Connolly.
Huh? I think this belongs to you.
Hayden would have to play the biggest game of his career against the man who'd taught him everything.
This is great! This is great!
Luther, calm down.
I can't, Hayden. My whole life I wanted a trip like this.
Oh, man, we're getting closer now.
Where are you going?
I gotta be the first one off the plane, Hayden. I just got to. Hello, Hawaii! I can't believe I'm in Hawaii! I've waited my whole life!
This is not Hawaii. You're in San Diego. You'll be changing planes here and then going on to Hawaii.
San Diego?
Uh-huh.
Hey, everybody! We're in San Diego! Hello, San Diego! I've waited all my life! I can't believe I'm in San Diego!
Employees of Island Goddess Pineapple Products, welcome to Hawaii.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's a real pleasure to be here, Timo. It's a pleasure, right, guys?
Yeah! Yeah. Pleasure. This is a thrill of a lifetime. Can you believe it's December and I'm sweating?
Look at this. Hey.
Excuse us. Coach Fox, this man claims he's with you.
I am with him. I'm the athletic director, for God's sake.
We caught him trying to break through the security line.
I was not. I stopped off at the airport gift shop to send some coconut patties back to my wife, and I missed the bus. Hayden, tell him who I am.
It's Bozo. He's with us.
Okay, I'm not going to show your players through the rules.
All right, fellas, I want you to check in and get down here for practice.
Tomorrow morning is a helicopter tour of the island, and then tomorrow night is our authentic Hawaiian luau, in which we celebrate the ancient and honored traditions of Hawaii. Including a live performance by Don Ho via satellite from the Big Island.
Don Ho? I love Don Ho. Can you believe he's in Hawaii the same time we are?
Is that fate or what?
Again, welcome to the Pineapple Bowl. We are proud to say that the Eagles have landed.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Timo. Mahalo.
Oh, aweke mai kai ko mako aloha.
Mahalo.
Yeah, doesn't this week sound exciting?
Well, maybe for you and Christine. The rest of us are going to be working.
Working? What are you talking about?
We came here to play a football game, not have a vacation.
Hey, the other team's going
to... Luther, I don't care about the other team. Now, we busted our butts to come here and win this thing. Let's not give up now. Look, I want everybody down here in 30 minutes. We're going to check out the practice facilities, check out the field. We're going to run some drills. Now, come on, let's move it. Move it.
You should have told me we weren't going to have any fun before I spent a fortune at thongs and things.
I've had a better day than you have?
Well, I don't know. So far, the highlight of my day has been rubbing sunblock on Howard Burley's back.
Save your money. I met a guy. His name is Wyatt. He is so incredible. He moved to the island 6 years ago to become a dive master, only he blew out his eardrum, so he couldn't do that. But he stuck around, and now he knows everything there is to know about the island. You know, he loses his balance a lot, but other than that, he's one of the most together guys I've ever met. So he's meeting me here for lunch. Hey, Dad!
Oh, there you are.
Hey, sweetheart.
I thought you were only going to be at practice for 2 hours.
Oh, man. Wish we had 2 months. God, are we ragged? And these guys are college football players. They look like a bunch of amateurs.
Hey, you guys are really wiped out. Is it okay if they take a swim?
They can take a shower and they can have lunch, and then I will see them back in the practice field.
You're pushing them pretty hard, Coach.
Yeah, I'm afraid they're going to get heat frustration.
All right. The next person that questions me about the way I'm coaching this team is on the next bus back to the mainland. I want to see you guys at Conference Room B for a skull session. Is that understood?
Great. Conference Room B. I always heard that's one of the most beautiful places in Hawaii. Come on, Barbara. Let's go get our cameras.
I'm not questioning how you run your team, but 2 practices in 1 day, that seems a little excessive.
Kelly, hi.
There's Wyatt.
Who?
This incredible guy, Schmidt.
Well, what the hell's the matter with him?
Wyatt, I'd like you to meet my father. This is Hayden Fox.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hi.
And Christine Armstrong.
Hello. Aloha.
Yeah, we met on the helicopter ride. We're gonna go to lunch. So, did you ride your bike over?
No, I walked. So, where do you want to get lunch?
In the hotel.
Yeah, fine with me. Right, nice meeting you all.
See you guys later.
Nice meeting you. Your father's really nice.
Yeah.
Boy, she really knows how to pick him, doesn't she? I'm gonna go take a shower and try to find an overhead projector.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Am I going to see you at all today?
Oh, honey, look, I know this has been tough on you. And look, here's what we're gonna do. As soon as this is over, you and I are gonna find an incredible island somewhere and take a vacation.
Hey, my boy.
Look, I just ran into some of your guys in the elevator. What are you doing to those boys? They look like they've been through hell.
They haven't been through hell. They're just getting used to the climate.
Look, would you mind a little bit of friendly advice?
From you? Yeah, I would mind.
Oh, well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. I've been to a few of these things, and I know your first instinct is to practice 24 hours a day, but I'm telling you...
No, I'm telling you, Jake, we're not going to ease up. It's because of you we're working this hard.
All right. I know that what I did back in Minnesota was a little sneaky, but you know me. I love the maneuvering. But our players deserve a reward for all of their hard work. You can't take that away from them.
Well, I just wish everybody would quit telling me how to run my football team. I'm going to give them a reward, Jake. I'm going to give them a win. And if that's not reward enough, I don't know why the hell we're here.
Coach, can I talk to you for a second? I'm a little uncomfortable about saying this, but since I'm team captain, I feel like I got to tell you. The guys are starting to feel a little overworked.
For crying out loud.
It's just like we're being punished for what's going on between you and Coach Conley.
You think that preparing for a football game is being punished? It's 100 push-ups for whoever thought that.
Maybe if we could just go to the luau.
Now, for what it's worth, Hayden, all of our guys are going.
I don't care what your guys are doing. My guys are here to win a football game.
They're also here because they already won 10 of them. One luau isn't going to make them forget how to do that.
That's it? Go to the luau and I make you guys happy?
You help.
All right, you go to the luau, but that's it. Start tomorrow, we're back to our regular practice schedule. Lights out by 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
And no drinking. And no socializing with the island women? Is that clear?
Clear.
Have fun, boy. Thanks. I guess.
You did the right thing, Hayden.
Well, coming from you, that worries the hell out of me, Jake.
To this luau office? Oh, come on. Loosen up. Just dance one dance with me.
I don't want to dance.
Everybody else seems to be having a good time. Look at Dauber and Luther and Howard.
Sure, they're sucking on ham shanks. They're having the time of their lives.
Kelly and Wyatt seem to be enjoying each other.
Does he have to hang on her like that?
I think he does.
Come on, Hayden. Join in the fun.
Oh, God, I hate this.
Well, show Hayden how to live. Kid's got great moves, Hayden. I wish he was my quarterback.
Don't move. Somebody call a doctor.
Oh, geez, what happened? He was just dancing.
No. It's probably just a muscle spasm. No, I'm sure he's going to be fine.
Oh, he better be fine. Because if I've lost my star quarterback, I'm blaming you. Don't move, Bobo. Don't move. Easy does it. Yeah.
Dauber, go with him to the hospital.
I'll call you as soon as I know something.
Don't worry, Bo. You're going to be okay. Don't worry. Easy does it, guys. Come on.
What does this mean? What are we going to do?
It means we're in big trouble. There goes our passing game.
We got to move Robbins up to first string.
Oh, jeez. Robbins stinks. He can't throw.
Good, Luther. Well, there's a little tidbit I bet Jake didn't know.
Hayden, I'm sorry, too. That's a lousy break.
Honest to God, Jake, if I have to hear one more shovel full, I'm going to puke.
You think I'm happy about this?
Well, why shouldn't you be? You've been messing with my mind since Minnesota.
But I didn't want this. I wanted us to have a good game. Look, the whole reason I came to the Pineapple Bowl is so I could play against somebody who could match wits with me.
I can't, Jake. I can't match you when it comes to mind games. Now, you cost me my quarterback. You win. Yeah, we'll go out there and we'll play. And we'll do the best we can. And maybe if we get lucky, we're not going to be humiliated. I'll tell you something. As soon as this game is over, so is our friendship.
You're looking down from the Island Goddess Blimp on beautiful Ka'anapali Beach, Hawaii. Hi, everyone. I'm Al Michaels. Merry Christmas and welcome to the 27th annual Pineapple Bowl, pitting the Wranglers of Southern Texas against the team that shocked college football fans everywhere this year, the Screaming Eagles of Minnesota State. Now, for those of you who may not have heard, Minnesota State is without its star quarterback, Bo Whitney, who, according to a spokesman for the Screaming Eagles, threw his back out during a particularly rough contact drill. But the Eagles are coached by one of the premier motivators in college football, Hayden Fox. And if anybody can get a team up, even a team that's reeling from the loss of their offensive leader, it's Coach Fox. We'll be back with the starting lineups in a moment.
I'll tell you why we're going to win this game tonight. Not because you're bigger, faster, stronger, more talented. Because you're not. But you got something that the sportscasters and the odds makers never figured. You guys got heart. Now, I think you've got more heart than Southern Texas. I think you want to win this game more than Southern Texas. I know I want it more. I want it more in my next breath. Are we going to win this game?
Yeah!
Are we going to win this game?
Yeah!
Well, let me hear it.
Yeah!
Let me hear how much you want it.
Yeah!
All right, now let's get out there and you show me how much you want it.
Yeah!
Too fast for you, Bo?
No, Coach, it's fine. I know having you on the sidelines is going to be a real morale boost for the team, Bo.
We'll appreciate any tips you can give Robbins.
I got to tell you, I wish now that I wasn't graduating this year.
You know, no one's making you.
Before we go out there, I know you're expecting my defense to come through more than usual tonight. Well, I just want you to know it. I'm pretty scared.
Come on, you're going to be... We're gonna be just fine, Luz. We're all gonna be just fine. Let's go out there and let's rock and roll.
minutes left in the game, and this could be the decisive drive for Southern Texas. If the Wranglers can get a touchdown here, it's all over. Nevertheless, you have to salute the Screaming Eagles. They have put up a tremendous fight. To stay this close, this long, is a tribute to the team and the coaching staff. The Wranglers come up to the line with Paulson at quarterback. Paulson on a keeper. Picks up about 3 more yards, and the clock continues to wind down, and with it go the hopes of the Minnesota State fans.
Come on, you guys, tighten up! We want the ball!
Come back! Blitz! Key on 29! Go get him!
No penalties! No penalties!
Paulson, under center, hands to Burns. He fumbles! Minnesota State has recovered! Coansberry showing her a name to hit on! To break the Eagles' lead. But to win, they've got to go 85 yards in a minute and 40 seconds, and that's going to be a long trip without Bo Whitley. This will go right down to the wire.
We got to let Robbins pass. We can't go 85 yards on the ground. Oh, God, why did you take Bo from us? This is what we really needed. I don't go to church very much, and when I do, I nap. But I'm praying. Oh, God, I'm praying. Please do something to help us win.
Okay, Bo, it's time.
Sweet Mother of Mercy, it worked. He can walk! Can I throw to him?
Bo, assuming they don't keel over from shock when you run out of the field, they're going to be expecting a pass. You're on counter, trap, right. You got it. Go, Bo!
You mean he was never hurt?
But we played a hell of a game thinking he was, didn't we? Didn't we, guys?
Yeah!
Come on, folks!
You're a fox in the jar!
This is extraordinary. I don't know if Whitley's playing hurt or we've all been snookered by Hayden Fox. The Wranglers line up defensively, knowing Minnesota State has to pass. But Whitley hands off to Johnson, and he moves ahead for a gain of 10 and a Screaming Eagle first down. A surprising call by Hayden Fox.
Who is that? That can't be Whitley. I just saw him in a wheelchair. Blitz up, blitz up!
Whitley fakes the handoff, looks to throw. Under pressure, Whitley takes off. He's up to the 30, the 35. He's all the way to the 43-yard line for another Minnesota State first down. If this kid has a bad back, I want the name of his doctor.
Way to go!
We gotta go to the sidelines. We don't have enough time.
No. Jake expects us to go to the sidelines. Go over the middle line.
Under a minute to go, the Eagles going without a huddle. The play fake. Whitley looking to throw. Over the middle to Porter for a gain of 17 yards and another first down. But that will only stop the clock long enough for them to move the chains.
What the hell are we doing out there? Somebody stop.
The Eagles line up quickly. Another fake. Whitley to throw once more. And this time he hits Porter again for 10 yards and another first down. But they can't stop the clock. They're out of timeouts, under 30 seconds left.
We gotta go to the sidelines. We're running out of time.
Yeah, okay. Just make sure you get out of bounds, right? Get out of bounds, Sawyer!
The clock's still running. Whitley looking to throw again. Hits the tight end, Sawyer. He gets down to the 14-yard line, but he doesn't get out of bounds. He does not get out of bounds. And the clock continues to run. But wait, there's a flag, and it's going to be against Southern Texas. A tremendous break for the Eagles. That's going to take the ball inside the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal with 6 seconds left. What a game.
We got to kick a field goal.
A tie's better than nothing, Hayden. I mean, compared to a loss, a tie's a win. I'd be thrilled with a tie.
I'll get you a tie for Christmas. We're going for the win.
Okay, I gotta sit down.
He's just gonna try to beat me. I don't think you can do it.
What are we gonna do, Coach?
Okay, we're gonna go for it. If you take the pitch right, you could score on a bootleg left. I'll be open. All right, if it is, take it. If not, you're gonna have to pass, Bo. So look for Sawyer in the corner. Got it?
That a boy.
Go!
Maybe I should send Sawyer in.
Well, that would be good, Dobber.
Jesus!
Sure.
Well, this is it. one play, and I'll say one thing, Hayden Fox has guts. He's going to win it or lose it on this one play. Whitley barking signals. A fake toss to the right. Scrambles out to his left. Looks into the end zone for Sawyer and finds his tight end for the touchdown. Minnesota State has won the game on the last play. 16-13. And the crowd is going crazy.
I fell for the limbo rooster. They're going to be talking about this in locker rooms for years, the day that the fox swallowed the snake. You mess with my mind, Hayden.
Ooh, I like that.